Well, Declan, I'm sure to say you're disappointed is an understatement. What's the reaction to that?
Listen, disappointing. Yeah, I thought the lads, you know, really, it was always going to be nip and tuck. We felt it was always going to go down to that final straight, and it did ultimately go down to the final straight, but it was very difficult when, you know, playing 14 out to be 13 out, feeling any day is difficult, but on a sweltering day like this here, it was always going to be a big ask. But I thought the lads really showed brilliant character, and, you know, I thought we played some brilliant football in that second half when we were down a man, you know.
Yeah. You know, lost Neil McGee in the early minutes to injury, had a penalty missed, and then lost Michael Murphy, your captain, before half-time, as you say, down to 14 men, point down at half-time. Was there a feeling maybe that this is a day the gods are conspiring against you?
Well, sometimes you look at it like that, Tom, but no, we felt we were still in the game, and, you know, we changed tack slightly in the second half, and I thought we ran the ball extremely well, and we did create some brilliant scoring opportunities and took some scoring opportunities, but ultimately we left a few short, and then we missed a number of scoreable opportunities that second half, and ultimately that proved to be the downfall. And as I said, Tyrone March on out of final.
Yeah, you got back into the game with the goal, Keane Mullin's goal. Obviously, it was a big lift, but Tyrone's response was three quick points.
Yeah, it was exactly. Yeah, but we got back into the game after that, and we had an opportunity near the end, I think, to get a free to draw at level, but we didn't take that. But no, I thought the lads absolutely gave it a ring and for the cause. And right throughout the game, I thought the first half of the season was nip and tuck. You know, it was, I think, 5-3 or 7-5 when the penalty decision came along. But these things sometimes in Championship football, as I say, you've got to take these small margins. But ultimately, listen, we're out of Championship, Tom, and that's very, very disappointing. It's been a disappointing day, to be quite honest, you know.
Yeah. Tell me, what Neil McGee's injury, what is it, or how?
Yeah, it looks pretty serious. He's very fine, very difficult to walk. It's in the lower back region. I think he shipped a very, very heavy knock in and that first phase of play. Being the turning point was ultimately the sending off of Michael too. I thought soft, very soft, and that's extremely frustrating, because, you know, we are most experienced players were gone before half time, you know.
Michael, as we know, and it's been well documented, was struggling to be fit right through, and it was a question of if and when, if even he might play last week or the week before. Obviously, he was losing a lot of sharpness training. He probably wasn't as sharp as he could be.
Yeah, but he got through the week. You know, we just had one real good session during the week, and we met up again to begin. But, you know, he passed all the indicators. He was ready to go, and it was absolutely
no question. But you weren't going to play him today.
No. When you haven't fit and ready to go, and it's always different when you haven't played that. Your sharpness is always, you need to be playing really on a regular basis. I thought Michael gave a big shift until unfortunately the incident, and you know, he kicked a couple of scores. But as I say, it was about the whole team today, and I thought they battled really, really well, and I'm immensely proud of the whole group, to be quite honest.
Yeah. But you've done 4 years now, and two of them have been very tough. The last two, really, this one and last year, obviously, you know, not the conventional type of years.
No, listen, it has been, and you know, the last 18, 19 months, to be quite honest, has been really, really tough for everyone. Not just us, it's been tough for everyone else. But you know, I've found it extremely tough. But we'll go away and we'll see what you know. This is not the time or place, to be quite honest, and all I can say today, listen, the guys that are in that restroom, the players, the management, put in a huge, huge shift over the last period, and as I say, really proud, and I'm immensely proud of the whole group.